Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. New Zealand have named their 15-man squads to tour the West Indies for a series of 2020 internationals, one-day internationals and tests in June, July and August. Brendan McCullum has been rested from the limited overs leg of the tour. James Franklin is not selected, enabling him to feature for Essex in 2020 cricket, and Jacob Oram returns from injury. Recently qualified fast bowler Neil Wagner is included in the test squad, while those missing out on selection include Colin de Grandhomme, Michael Bates, Andy Mackay and Jesse Ryder. The series gets underway on the 30th of June with the first of two 2020 internationals being played in Florida. The two teams then meet for five ODIs and two tests. The long-running standoff between Chris Gayle and the West Indies Cricket Board appears to be closer to resolution after he turned down a deal to represent Somerset in the Friends Life T20. He has made himself available for selection by the West Indies during the One Day International and 2020 International series they play against England. They play three ODIs between the 16th and the 22nd of June and a 2020 International on the 24th, and Gayle released a statement yesterday outlining his decision to go back on Somerset and make himself available for the West Indies. He's not featured for the side from the Caribbean since March 2011 during the World Cup, but has been on good form in the Indian Premier League, where he is representing the Royal Challengers Bangalore. Stephanie Taylor scored a half century and then took three wickets as the West Indies women beat Sri Lanka women by seven runs in the second 2020 international in Barbados last night. Her 62 set up the home team's score of 129 for 4, and she then took 3 for 23 as Sri Lanka closed on 122 for 9 in reply, and they are now trailing 2-0 with 3 matches to play. Taylor faced 49 balls and she was supported by Juliana Niru's 29, and Shemaine Campbell scored an unbeaten 22. Chandamala Gunaratna took 2 wickets for Sri Lanka, while Shamani Senaratna and Chandamali Dolawate took 1 apiece. Sri Lanka fought hard in reply despite losing openers Prasadan Wudakodi and Yashoda Mendes cheaply, as Deepika Rasangika made 39 and Inoka Gulagadara 25, but their efforts proved to be in vain, so they now need to win the final three games if they are to take home the series.